Hello.
Hi, how you doing? Sorry.
My phone is in construction in the reception in here.
Oh, no worries. So almost finished this one. I'm just going to read the last things. Below is a list of policies and statements that have obstructed progress in Black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles will motivate you or people on your network to vote using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it would not motivate you to vote at all. 5 means that you are not sure, and 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote. You may choose any numbers from 0 to 10. So this is these are a list of policies and statements that have obstructed progress in Black communities. The first one is the 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act support the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low income and rural families up to $30 a month on internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgian households benefits, saving 21.8 million monthly. Regarding this statement, how motivated are you to vote?
Oh, you said 0 meaning more motivated, right?
10, it or will 10. Be you're strongly motivated to vote. 0
means
10. You are.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
10.
Thank you. Next one, the 2019 Foster Youth to Independence Program offers 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8. More action is needed as Black youth 18 to 24 years are disproportionately affected by homelessness. From a 0 to 10, right. How motivated are you to vote?
10.
Thank you. Next one, when we made strides towards building Black power together, while there is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey towards the future progress. From 0 to 10, how motivated are you to vote regarding this statement?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Next one is the 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protest pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block it in Georgia, hindering accommodations for pregnant new mothers and recovering workers. From 0 to 10, how motivated are you to vote on this thing? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Last one is 14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010 provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid, nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision to not expand Medicaid means that 120,000 Black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health care coverage. Despite this, how motivated are you to vote?
0.
0. Thank you. Thank you for your response so far. I'm going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. So these are a little bit repeated the questions because this sometimes people change their mind. But the first one is, no matter how frequently you voted in the elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel. 7. Thank you. Next one, how much power do you feel the Black community has to make change on issues that matter the most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means
if they vote.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means that you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
All right. Thank you. Thinking back to the last 4 years, will you say that your life has gotten much worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
Worse.
All right. Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
All right, thank you. When did you register to vote at your current address? Within the last month, 1 to 3 months ago, 3 to 6 months ago?
Probably about three to six months.
All right, thank you. How did you register to vote? By mail, in person, at a government office, at a voter's registration?
Something I signed up for. Yeah, I signed up for something, and I went on ahead and did the registered online.
Oh, okay. So automatic through motor. Oh, okay. So it's like automatically through motor voters law or other automatic registration.
Other sorts.
Okay. Thank you. Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual?
I'm straight. Yeah, I'm straight, and I gotta go. I have to go get my kids ready for bed.
Oh, sorry. Just gonna ask the last 2, and we done.
Okay.
Are you married? I'm married, living with partners.
Married.
Thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
Okay. Let me ask you, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
In politics, do you consider yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
I don't know right now. I'm Democrat, but I don't know right now.
Oh, so, Democrat. Do you consider yourself a strong or not strong Democrat?
I was a strong one. I'm not strong right now. I'm not the way it's going, no.
How will you describe your employment status, full-time, part-time?
You told me you only had 2 more questions. I got to go. We keep talking. I got to go.
Okay.
I'm not giving up enough time on that. Okay, thank you. All right.
Thank you for helping me out. Thank you.
Bye.